Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you today. I'd like to share with you some important information about my new book, Who Am I and Why Am I Here? This book is dedicated to every awakening child of God who is seeking answers to the age-old questions, who am I and why am I here? The time for us to remember is now. The information in this book has been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. And this sacred knowledge is life-transforming, and it answers the questions that we've all been asking for lifetimes. Each and every one of us is here for a reason, and everything we need to accomplish our purpose and reason for being is already within us. All we have to do is remember. Now, in order to help us do this, the Company of Heaven has come through the veil to meet us halfway. The amazing truths that these selfless messengers of God have given to humanity are contained in this powerful book, and they will awaken within you and me the remembrance of who we are and why we are on earth during this auspicious moment. The divine intent of this book is to share this priceless information with you, and it will also teach you how to go within to the divinity of your own heart flame, where you will directly access this sacred knowledge from the realms of truth for yourself. Contained within these sacred truths are incomparable tools and viable solutions that will help you heal the maladies that are surfacing in both your individual life and the collective lives of the family of humanity. You may order this important new book through our secure shopping cart on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. Today I'm going to share with you some of this important information. And as you listen to this online broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God that is flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever experienced. This is causing an awakening to take place within the hearts and minds of men, women, and children all over the world. People are beginning to remember that they have a purpose and a reason for being on Earth at this particular time. They may not remember the specifics of their earthly missions, but they are intensely motivated to find the answers to the questions that have piqued humanity's consciousness and curiosity from time immemorial. Those questions are, who am I? Why why am I here? During our personal quest for understanding, we've all heard the words, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be opened. These statements are not just religious rhetoric. They denote a very profound truth. Whenever we sincerely ask for divine guidance, God and the company of heaven always respond. The response may come in unexpected ways, and sometimes we may not recognize the answer to our inquiry, but we always receive an answer. Because of the awakening that is now taking place on earth, there are literally millions of people sending forth the heartfelt pleas for answers to the questions, who am I? Why am I here? In response to humanity's sincere heart calls, the floodgates of heaven have opened, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have been given permission to come through the veil to meet us and to guide us in unprecedented ways. God has granted a cosmic dispensation that allows the company of heaven unprecedented divine intervention into the lives of everyone on this planet. All we have to do is ask for that assistance. It is difficult for us to even fathom with our finite minds the magnitude of what this gift of divine grace truly means. But during this cosmic moment, our Father, Mother, God have given the company of heaven permission to assist humanity from on high in ways that we have never experienced before. So who are these beings of light from the realms of illumined truth? Who are these messengers of God who are willing to selflessly assist you and me and the rest of humanity? They are our sisters and brothers. They are sons and daughters of God, just like you and me, but they are far more advanced in their evolutionary process. These children of God completed their lessons long ago in the third-dimensional schools of learning. They accomplished that facet of their divine plan either in this world or in another system of worlds where they learned to become co-creators with God. Upon graduation, they ascended up the spiral of evolution into the next dimension of their evolutionary process. Now they are assisting you and me and all of humanity to do the same. These beings of light are the equivalent of college professors compared to you and me, who are actually the equivalent of kindergarten students in this stage of our evolution. These beings are interchangeably referred to as the company of heaven, the legions of light from the realms of illumined truth, the spiritual hierarchy, the ascended masters, and simply the beings of light. They are also known in their various individual forms. Sometimes they're referred to as saints. They are all the graded orders of angels. There are solar logos, galactic beings, Elohims, the directors of the elements, as well as all of the beings we are familiar with who are associated with the various world religions, such as Jesus, Krishna, Buddha, Moses, Mohammed, Saint Germain, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, and every other known and unknown being of light throughout the whole of creation. These beings abide in the fifth dimensional realms of illumined truth and beyond. These are the multidimensional realms of light where the answers that humanity is seeking are clearly present and easily obtained. These dimensions are what humanity has always referred to as the kingdom of heaven. The heavenly realms transcend the humanly created psychic astral plane, which is the sea of negativity that surrounds this planet. The psychic astral plane is the accumulation of humanity's distorted thought forms, our destructive behavior patterns, our erroneous belief systems, and all of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that express less than the harmony and balance of the higher realms of perfection. The heavenly realms cannot be contaminated or defiled by these human miscreations. Within the heavenly realms, the beings of light serve as selfless messengers of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. They function from the highest level of integrity and truth. They know that we are one and that all life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. These beings will assist us only in ways that are in alignment with our divine plans and the highest good for all concerned. They never interfere with our free will, and they intervene in our lives only if they are invited to do so. Our beloved sisters and brothers from the realms of truth are reminding us at this time that there is a reason why humanity is going through the unprecedented shift of consciousness that we are now experiencing. The earth and all life evolving upon this planet are in the midst of a unique experiment that has never been attempted in any system of worlds. The goal of this experiment is to awaken humanity quickly so that we will reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace in time to ascend the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension with the rest of our solar system. Never has a planet that has fallen this far into the frequencies of duality and separation been given the opportunity to ascend through two-dimensional shifts from the third dimension into the fifth dimension in such a short period of time. The beings of light have revealed that the reason for this unparalleled ascension is that humanity got into this mess out of the greatest act of divine love and compassion ever demonstrated by the sons and daughters of God. Because of this fact, no one was willing to give up on us without giving us one final opportunity to change the direction in which we were headed. The details of this facet of Earth and humanity's divine plan have been clearly described by the Company of Heaven, and a condensed version of those details is contained within the pages of my new book, Who Am I? Why Am I Here? This information may seem new to some of you, but it is not. Each and every person embodied on Earth at this time has been preparing for untold lifetimes to assist in this unique experiment. The beings of light are merely reminding us of what we have forgotten. We each have a unique thread of experience to weave into the tapestry of life that is unfolding on this planet. And no one else possesses the exact same thread of life. Every thread is vital and critical to the whole in the fulfillment of this monumental unfolding divine plan. Our God selves, have guided us through the exact learning experiences we needed to accomplish whatever it is that we volunteered to do in this lifetime. We are all in our right and perfect place, and our beliefs are sacred and important to our missions. The information that is being given to humanity by the beings of light is not intended to dispute our present belief systems or to tell us that what we have accepted as truth is wrong. The intent of these celestial sharings is to help us see the bigger picture and to give us greater clarity and understanding about the events occurring in our lives, both individually and collectively on this planet. The goal is to help us put things into perspective and to empower us with knowledge, wisdom, encouragement, trust, and support during these wondrous but often challenging times. God and the Company of Heaven do not want us ever to accept something as truth just because someone told us it is true. They want us to take all information into the flame of illumined truth that is pulsating in the deepest recesses of the divinity of our hearts. We must ask our God presence, our I Am presence, the divinity within our hearts, to reveal to us the truth of the information and how it specifically applies to our individual divine plans. The information being given to humanity by the Company of Heaven during this auspicious moment is life-transforming, and contained within these sacred truths are the viable solutions to all of the maladies existing in both our individual and our collective lives. The divine intent of my new book is not only to share this priceless information with you, but to inspire you to go within to the divinity of your own heart flame, where you will directly access this sacred knowledge for yourself. It is far better for each of us to receive this information through our own God presence. That way, we will not have these truths interpreted for us through anyone else's perception or experience. Your God presence has brought the information of this book into your sphere of awareness because it is time for you to remember who you are and why you are on earth at this time. As you peruse the pages of this book, feel the I Am presence of God within you, taking full dominion of your life. Experience a new level of clarity and understanding as it awakens within your heart and mind. And from this moment forth, know that you will see with new eyes and hear with new ears. It's important for us to realize that at this time, there is a powerful influx of God's light occurring. God's light is increasing on earth at a greatly accelerated pace, moment by moment, with every breath we take. Humanity is awakening, and we are lifting up in consciousness. As we do, we turn our attention to the Company of Heaven and to a higher power that we know exists throughout the whole of creation. We ask for divine intervention with the challenges we are experiencing in our lives, and our prayers are always answered. Our heartfelt calls have resulted in the greatly increased influx of divine light that is now occurring on earth. Sometimes the accelerated influx of God's light can give the appearance that things are getting worse, but nothing could be further from the truth. This is an illusion, and the beings of light have given us information regarding this phenomenon because it is very important that we all understand what happens when we invoke the light of God. I'd like to share with you now what the beings of light have revealed to us. Once again, it is vital that we remember that we are all one. There is no separation. All life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. Contemplate that for just a moment. In order for us to move forward in the light, we must first transmute the human miscreations that we created through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings through all of our earthly sojourns. That means that anything we have created from any time frame or dimension that conflicts with the light of God must come to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection before we can move forward in the light. This is what is occurring at this time. And this is what is meant by the statement in the Bible that states, in these end times, all that is hidden must now be revealed. regardless of how deplorable our human miscreations are, or whether we created them deliberately or inadvertently through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. The energy that comprises those gross mutations was originally pure light from the heart of God. You and I, and every other person responsible for creating those miscreations, must now transmute that energy back into pure light. This is true for every single human miscreation, which means anything that is not reflecting the harmony and balance of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. Everything that is less than God's perfection is a human miscreation. This includes poverty, disease, hatred, prejudice, corruption, greed, violence, war, religious fanaticism, the abuse of power, and every other physical manifestation that is less than the perfection of heaven on earth. I know this seems daunting to realize that all of these manifestations are our own doing, but heaven on earth is what we were designed to create, and it is exactly what God and the elemental kingdom created for us in the beginning. We made a covenant with our Father, Mother, God, that in order to be allowed to come to earth and to learn the lessons of co-creation, our covenant would be that we would use our gift of life through our thoughts, words, actions, and feeling to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth, to maintain the pristine beauty of earth, and to co-create new patterns of perfection. This was our purpose and reason for being. When we invoke the light now, as we awaken through our prayers, meditations, invocations, decrees, affirmations, or any other way, our Father, Mother, God respond, and the light of God increases on earth. This frequency of God's infinite perfection floods the planet, and as it does, it enters the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life. What this means is that regardless of how dark or contaminated our human miscreations are, the energy within the core of that miscreation still pulsates with its original divine potential. This is true for every person, place, condition, or thing existing on this planet. For example, in the core of every expression of life that is manifesting as poverty, there still pulsates the original divine potential, which is God's infinite abundance. Within the core of every facet of disease still pulsates the divine potential of vibrant health. Within the manifestation of every electron that is outpicturing the distorted concepts of war or violence of any kind is the divine potential of peace. Within every electron of hatred or prejudice or discrimination is the divine potential of love, tolerance, and acceptance. This is true for people as well. No matter how far a person has fallen, or how depraved or degenerate he or she may seem through their behavior patterns, that person still has the full divine potential of a beloved child of God blazing in their heart flame. The reason it sometimes appears as though things are getting worse after we invoke the light of God is because of what happens when the light enters the core of purity. When we invoke the light of God, it enters the core of purity, and it activates the original divine potential that is encoded within that particle of life. That means that everything that conflicts with that divine potential, which is less than perfection, is pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. This is a critical and a necessary part of the process that has to be successfully accomplished in order for us to clear the way for the tangible manifestation of our divine potential. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate all of the distorted thought forms and mutations that we have created through poverty consciousness. We have to transmute poverty consciousness and all of those human mutations of poverty back into light before we can experience prosperity. What this means very practically is that when we invoke prosperity, the light of God enters the core of purity in every electron of energy in our lives that conflicts with prosperity. This light activates the divine potential in that energy, which is always God's infinite abundance. Then the vibration of God's abundance pushes to the surface every thought, word, action, or feeling that we have ever created in any time frame or dimension that is responsible for manifesting our poverty. As a result, the patterns that created our poverty surface to be healed, and it often looks like things are getting worse, but that is never the case. The illusion is caused by the fact that we can easily see the patterns associated with our poverty that are being pushed to the surface to be healed. What we cannot see as easily is the powerful light of God that is pushing those distorted patterns to the surface in order to clear the way for our prosperity. With the limited perception of our fearful human egos, we end up focusing our attention on the surfacing patterns of poverty instead of the patterns of God's infinite abundance. Then we create our earthly experiences through our thoughts and feelings. Since that is a reality, if we focus on poverty, that is what we empower and sustain in our lives. It is just that simple. Through our lack of understanding, we have created a vicious circle for ourselves. This is why these end times have been referred to in many teachings as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. It is time for us to learn how to transmute the surfacing negativity in a more effective way while staying focused on the positive things that we are invoking. The Company of Heaven has given us guidance and wonderful tools that will help us do just that. One of those tools is the violet flame. This is expanding on Earth now as never before. I'd like to share with you the momentum of what this means by letting you know about the expanding light of our Father, Mother, God that is now increasing on Earth. In my book, Who Am I and Why Am I Here?, I have discussed in great detail the miracles that took place, which created the sacred space for the return of the Divine Feminine, who is our Mother God. This is the divine essence that we have always known as the Holy Spirit, the love nature of God, and the Holy Comforter. Our Mother God returned to Earth during a global activity of light that was referred to as harmonic concordance. This event took place between the lunar and solar eclipses in November of 2003. After the God's victorious return of our Mother God, the balanced frequencies of our Father God's power and our Mother God's love merged into an unfathomable light known through all creation as the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Our Father God's power resonates with the sapphire blue frequency of pure light. our Mother God's divine love pulsates with the frequency of crystalline pink essence of pure love. When these divine energies become balanced within each of us and on the planet, they merge into the unfathomable frequency of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. During this cosmic moment, this sacred fire is expanding exponentially through every heart flame. This has greatly enhanced humanity's awakening, and it has triggered a global response. For the next few years after the return of our Mother God, awakening lightworkers around the world join with the Company of Heaven to co-create literally thousands of activities of light. Day by day, every lightworker wove his or her unique gifts into the unfolding divine plan. The golden thread of each activity of light was woven into Earth's tapestry of life in preparation for the next step in our ascension into light. Every lightworker and every activity of light were critical to the success of Earth's ascension. None was more important than the other. And through these activities of light, the patterns of perfection that would form the archetypes for the new Earth were created in the realms of cause. This has created a greatly accelerated awakening, and the masses of humanity are becoming aware that there is something unfolding on Earth that they are a critical part of. Every physical manifestation begins with an archetype, a blueprint, that is created in the realms of cause through the thoughts and feelings of humanity. The archetype is then magnetized into the world of effects, the physical plane of Earth, where it is empowered with the thoughts, words, feelings, and actions of the people abiding in the physical plane. When enough of humanity's energy is focused on the archetype, it is brought into form and tangibly manifests on Earth. The moment when enough energy for physical manifestation is reached is referred to in the science of quantum mechanics as a critical mass. In modern-day parlance, this phenomena is called the tipping point. When something reaches critical mass, an unstoppable shift occurs, and nothing can prevent the change from happening. The only variable is how long it will take humanity to reach a critical mass for a particular archetype. It is important for us to understand this process because it explains why sometimes our process and our progress seem so slow. Knowing about reaching a critical mass will help us to see why we can do more quickly, what we can do to more quickly manifest the changes we are seeking. We are focusing now on the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Each and every one of us at some level has a goal, a dream, an idea that we would like to manifest in our lives, ways of changing our lives into what we want them to be, whether it is vibrant health, a fulfilling relationship, a creative and rewarding job, prosperity, all of the other things that manifest as the perfection of heaven on earth. The more we can empower these through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, these visions, these hopes, and these dreams, the sooner we will reach a critical mass. So let me explain to you what the beings of light have shared with us about reaching a critical mass. A very common scenario is that when we begin to awaken, we become aware that our thoughts and feelings are creative faculties. This awareness prompts us to improve our behavior. We put forth the effort to think positively and to control our emotions. We focus our attention on what we want to manifest in our lives instead of focusing on our fears and the things that we do not like about our lives. We invoke the light of God, and we empower our efforts with daily meditations, visualizations, and affirmations. Often, after what seems like a valiant effort, we continue to experience some of the same old problems. This causes us to become discouraged, and we lose trust in our ability to change our lives. At that point, we feel our efforts are futile, and we usually give up on trying to improve our situation. We stop invoking the light, and we let go of our visions. Unfortunately, this causes us to regress into our old negative behavior patterns, and we once again start dwelling on our fears, our problems, and our challenges. So instead of using our thoughts and feelings to empower our goals, our hopes, and our dreams, we are amplifying the very things that we're striving to change. As a result of this relapse, things get worse, and our situation appears even more hopeless. The laws of physics are responsible for this phenomenon. Once we understand how this physical plane works, we will muster up the courage to persevere even in the face of apparent failure. We will be inspired to keep on keeping on until we reach a critical mass and our goals are tangibly manifest in the physical plane. Remember, everything is comprised of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And when we explore a portion of the vast science of quantum physics, we learn that when something reaches critical mass, there is an unstoppable shift that takes place. For instance, when an electron is increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher vibration, the entire electron is pulled up into the higher frequency, and nothing can stop that shift. Critical mass is determined by several factors and various conditions. To simplify our understanding for our purposes here, the beings of light have asked us to think of critical mass as being 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of whatever it is that we're talking about. For instance, if 51% of an electron is vibrating at a higher frequency, it has reached a critical mass, and the remaining 49% is instantly absorbed into the new vibration. Once critical mass is reached, nothing can stop that shift. So how does this facet of quantum mechanics, or quantum physics, affect our ability to transform our lives? Let's talk about what happens when we invoke the balanced frequencies of our Father, Mother, God, the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, to transmute the negativity that is manifesting in our lives. When we use the violet flame, the same laws of quantum mechanics apply. If we want to transmute poverty consciousness, for instance, we invoke the violet flame and ask that every electron of poverty consciousness we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension be transmuted back into its divine potential, which is the abundance of God. The moment that 51% of our energy, vibration, and consciousness from all time frames and dimensions is transmuted back into light through the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and is resonating with the frequency of God's abundance instead of poverty, lack, and limitation, we will have reached a critical mass of prosperity consciousness. When that occurs, nothing can stop God's abundance from manifesting in our lives. The problem is that we never know just when we're going to reach that magical moment of critical mass. There are often no outer world signs. And because of the phenomenon that we have discussed, it may even look as if things are getting worse and that we are very far away from that instant of transformation. That is when we usually feel that our efforts are failing and we tend to give up. Sometimes we may be just a breath away from reaching critical mass, but we don't realize that, so we get discouraged and we stop trying. Then we end up never reaching our goal. The key to our success is that we must keep on keeping on, even in the face of adversity. It is vital for us to understand that the violet flame of God's infinite perfection is a powerful tool of transmutation, and it is infinitely more powerful than any fragmented human miscreation we may have deliberately or inadvertently created. Poverty has no power over the abundance of God. Our divine potential is infinitely more powerful than disease, failure, dysfunctional relationships, hatred, greed, corruption, war, or any of the other humanly created maladies appearing on the screen of life. The only reason these things exist in our lives is because we forgot that we are co-creating this reality. We forgot that when we put our attention on these negative things, we empower them and we sustain them in our lives. We forgot that we must continually focus on what we want to co-create, not the things that we do not want. It is important for us to comprehend that when we are talking about reaching a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness, we are talking about every electron of precious life energy we have ever released in any time frame or dimension. This involves thousands of lifetimes. But remember, miracles have taken place. Just prior to Harmonic Concordance in November of 2003, the most intensified cleansing the Earth and humanity have ever experienced occurred. This was co-created by the Company of Heaven and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on the planet. Tons and tons of our human miscreations were purged and transmuted into light. What was left for each of us to transmute is a mere fraction of our past misqualified energy. Now we can choose to use the violet flame of God's infinite perfection to transmute our remaining human miscreations and consecrate our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower only the positive experiences that we want to create in our lives. If we do these two simple things, we will manifest our visions and dreams and transform our lives into what we want them to be. This will occur sooner than we can fathom. I'd like to repeat that information. We have the ability to choose to use the violet flame of perfection. And when we do, we have the ability to transmute our remaining human miscreations and consecrate our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to empower only the positive experiences that we want to create in our lives. This twofold activity, creating, transmuting with the violet flame, and creating, consecrating our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empower our visions, will allow us to transform our lives and reach a critical mass sooner than we can fathom. Even though it may have taken thousands of lifetimes for us to reach the mess we are in, it will not take thousands of lifetimes to get us out of this mess. Light is infinitely more powerful than the fear-based, fragmented miscreations of our human egos. And do not forget that the entire Company of Heaven is assisting us now. These beings of light have been given permission to amplify our efforts as we invoke the light 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This is why every prophecy has stated that in these end times, the transformations will take place in the twinkling of an eye. With this divine intervention, our success is assured. This information is being reiterated by the beings of light during this critical moment to help us remember that if we do not like what is happening in our lives or in the world, we have the option, the ability, and the responsibility to do something about it. This is true for each of us individually, and it is true for all of us collectively as a global family. The beings of light have revealed that the most critical need of the hour is for awakening light workers to use the violet flame to attain our financial freedom, so that we will be free to fulfill our divine plans without struggling from morning till night just to deal with our poverty and the overwhelming fear that we experience when we are not sure where our next meal is going to come from or how we are going to survive. I would like for you to join with me now and with lightworkers around the world who are joining with us in consciousness as we invoke the light of God to transmute our poverty consciousness. This activity of light is included in my book, along with many more that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven to assist us through this tumultuous time. To join with me again, please go within to the divinity of your heart and focus on these words through the full power of your attention. Know that you are a beloved child of God and that you have creative faculties of thought and feeling. Know that simultaneously you are joining in consciousness with many lightworkers around this planet. You are the open door that no one can shut. I will state these affirmations in the first person and this visualization so that we will each experience it personally, but know that simultaneously we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. And through this sacred space, we are now holding the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child is able to participate in this activity of light in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and their highest good. I am my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing, and I hear the still small voice within me. As I lift up in consciousness, I experience new and exquisite vibrations. As this occurs, my entire being is flooded with this resplendent not light. From this new level of awareness, I am lifted into a higher level of consciousness. A reactivation and an initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. And I am being raised in vibration into the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated through this activity of light by my I Am presence. These patterns are revealing to me now my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. As this information is recorded in my etheric body and surfacing into my conscious mind, I experience a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I am a beloved child of God. I now step through the doorway into multidimensional realms of light. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of my Father, Mother, God's light. Moment by moment, this light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I am lifted higher into realms of perfection. Within this frequency, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that no longer support my highest good. I release all of the patterns, all of the thoughts, words, actions, or feelings that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity and God's infinite abundance. I realize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself, and I do so easily and joyously. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life right here and right now. My in-breath is the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the open door for all of God's divine blessings to flow through me for the blessings of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. I now understand that the divine gifts being presented to humanity from the legions of light serving this planet will be drawn into the world of form on the holy breath. I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light. Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am now ready to release and let go of and to transmute every frequency of vibration, every single electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any time frame or dimension that is expressing a pattern less than God's abundance. The violet flame passes through my heart flame on the holy breath and flows in through and around every electron of precious life energy, instantly transmuting the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. And every electron of energy is being transformed back into God's original perfection of infinite abundance. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light, and it reaches back through the ages of time to magnetize into the violet flame every electron of energy that is stamped with my individual pattern. These recorded memories surface effortlessly and are instantly transmuted through the power of this violet flame. Now this activity of light expands through me to envelop the entire planet Earth. The transmutation is taking place as each electron enters the violet flame. Every trace of poverty consciousness is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequencies of God's abundance. From this moment forth, I consecrate my life force, and I am a force of the violet flame, greater than anything less than prosperity. I ask that this activity of light be maintained, increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, transmuting, moment by moment, the maximum the cosmic law will allow any energy, vibration, or consciousness that is less than God's infinite abundance. I accept that this activity has been established and will be permanently secured through my heart flame under the direction of my mighty I Am presence from this moment forth. I breathe in deeply and return my consciousness to the room. And as I do, I become aware of my physical body, knowing now that I am a force of the violet flame, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am an instrument of God, the open door that no one can shut. And so it is. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for joining me today and for expanding the light of the world through our unified activities of light. If you are interested in purchasing the new book, Who Am I? Why Am I Here? You may go to our website, eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all of my heart. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential, and I'm Patricia Cota Robles.